Okay, this time going over to Flavia Mosca, because he has some recordings from Clossadoulig regarding the Green School Award. So I'll hand you over to Flavia now.
It is. We're awarding Clossadoulig. They're renewing their green flag. And the green flag is an international environmental education program. It's an international award scheme. And it's a long-term program and whole site program for both schools and third levels.
And what are the key issues of it?
The key issues of the program is that it's a student-led, it's practicable, and that it's the program is based on seven steps. So the site will come up with a committee. They'll review their existing environmental and sustainability footprint. They'll come up with an action plan from that. They'll monitor it. They'll integrate it into their curriculum. They'll inform and involve the wider community, and they'll develop a green charter from it. But basically, the whole idea is that the site is able to, I suppose, manage its environmental issues in as sustainable a way as possible for that site.
And how do you get in touch, and how do you convince schools to take part in it?
The convincing is actually done by the students, because a lot of the students have been in primary or secondary schools where they already had green flags. They're coming into third level and they're saying, why can't we have a flag here at third level? And they're asking they're asking management, they're asking the academic staff, the teaching staff, and saying, like, why can't we do it? And then the teaching staff and the site management staff are kind of saying, God, this isn't a bad idea. If we could get it going, it will save us money, it will be, you know, it'll be better for everybody. And basically it sells itself.
And do you think that there's still something to be done or actions to be taken?
There's always something to be done. The whole beauty of this is that the program is renewed every couple of years, and that allows the site to look at how they've changed in that time, whether their capacity has gone up or gone down, what their capacity is to take on new themes. Like in Clossadoulig, biodiversity was a big part of their theme this time around. On the first flag, they're very much focused on their waste. Also, the canteen has changed its practices. Now, that practice will stay embedded from here on in. You could write a huge long list of a register of opportunities, as we call them, and you just keep ticking them off to see which one is most relevant at any given time.
My name is Billy Creevy, and I am a student, horticultural student at Clossadoulig College of Further Education.
What is your involvement in this program?
We're involved in the Green Flag Award. We were asked to help out and do some of the practical drawing up the plans and actually planting the plants. And we designed a planting scheme, and we...
Well, when did you start?
The program itself has taken approximately 1 year.
And so how are you feeling today that you're getting this green flag?
I'm absolutely delighted. You know, the green flag, it's a recognised all over the world. It's a massive achievement for the college, for the community, for the course. And it just shows how small steps can have a big impact.
And is it a program where all students participate or take part?
What the college have actually tried to do is integrate the award into other different courses. So there's modules, some of this will be on the science course, the communication course, the media course, and of course the horticultural course. The basic idea is to actually give students awareness of environmental matters and the practical things that they can do to help.
And how did you achieve it?
Well, the way we achieved that was actually there was questionnaires done up, and there were notices put up on the board. We actually canvassed the students. We basically talked to as many students as we could, let them know what we were doing, and some of them came on board.
Do you think that there's still something which should be taken or something more should be done?
Yeah, the way they've designed the Green Flag Award, it's a rolling award. You have it for 2 years, you don't keep it indefinitely, and then it's up to the college to actually to develop that. There's a certain number of teams. We have successfully had the Green Flag under litter and waste management. We now have it under biodiversity, but work will continue on now for over the next 2 years, so to make sure that we can maintain the flag.
Are you from here, from the north side?
I'm from the north side, and from just down the road from Whitehall.
So do you feel Is it a pride for the area too?
It is a flag of pride. It's something that we can be very proud of, and we know that we're actually making a practical contribution to our wider community and to the country as a whole.
Mary Hickey, the principal of Kailash Dooley College for Further Education.
And can you tell me what kind of programs and what kind of projects had the school here?
We have a variety of programs: science, technology, media, design, horticulture, computers, a whole lot at VTech level 5, 6, and we're running a degree program by night. We were one of the first colleges in the country to get a green campus flag about 4 years ago, and we renewed it today. We had a theme of biodiversity, which is like encouraging wildlife into our campus grounds and that.
And what kind of activities have you put in place?
Basically, we have bird boxes, we have bug hotels, we have a diversity of plant and animal life in a courtyard in the garden. We are also becoming more energy efficient in that we're encouraging students to use bicycles, and we have a new bicycle stand, and we are separating our waste and our litter much more than before. The canteen have cooperated a lot in the green agenda. They have separated out the different waste emanating from the canteen, and they have put in waste silos for separating out the different waste. They also would have cut down on the use of plastic forks, knives and all of that non-disposable and non-decomposing, non-organic material.
And was it easy or was it difficult to get the students on board?
It wasn't very easy, but we did find that if you integrate the learning into the curriculum, it'll work. In that they will be doing it then, and they will see the reason for doing it, especially with students in science or horticulture or those kind of modules. We integrated into the curriculum, and we also got an intern who would help us on the job bridge scheme as an environmental officer, and that worked really well.
Can it be an example for other schools and
absolutely,
others?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, we're aware of the fact that we can advise other colleges within the city of Dublin, further education colleges within the city of Dublin, ETB. It's also pride for the area. It's not many of the schools around have green flags, especially the primary schools and that. It's the only one with a green campus flag. DCU haven't got one yet. Yeah. There will be the other big campus on the north side.
And what are you going to do next?
I think we're going to concentrate on the theme of biodiversity for a while and work on an energy theme as well. For example, with computers in buildings, if we have an auto turned off on them, it would save a lot of electricity. And obviously the water agenda is going to be really big for the next 4 or 5 years, so we'll concentrate on that as well.